Welcome back, MGTOW men. It's Halloween, so why not discuss the MGTOW relationship with a holiday that I dreaded when I was dating. In fact, I dreaded holidays when I was dating because it was just another night of going out, spending money, and babysitting people that were drunk. And albeit no one made me do that, but my blue pill self told me it was necessary. So the thing that we have to realize about holidays as well is that they're a creation of society, a creation of the government, or the creation of culture. They are not indelible, unchangeable elements of society. We have chosen for them to be. They're not necessary to your survival and success in life, but rather an excuse often to generate money for the government, for a certain group of people, or to bring attention to a certain group of people, i.e. Valentine's Day, which is made for the gynocracy and made for feminism and for blue pill white knights to continue to sign their life away in the way of signing a check. But Halloween has a different identity, and today, Halloween has transformed itself into a holiday for men to pick up women and women that are lost and needing for instant affection and sexual action to dress promiscuously. And while this isn't always true, nothing is ever black and white, there's much gray, this is often the case, and this is who we're going to talk about today. And I believe that there are still some wholesome Halloween get-togethers out there these days, but the likelihood of finding that's like a needle in a haystack, and activities and events children do truly enjoy. But I'm going to be speaking on Halloween's identity as a whole throughout Western culture. Halloween, as it's represented in slasher films, as it's represented across colleges all across the world, especially the United States, just another day for men and women to drown out the red pill overdoses with overdoses of the blue pill. Namely, I'm going to be responding to an article I found in the USA, in USA Today. Before I get into this, I want to make sure that I clarify that I don't actively pursue USA Today articles. This time, instead, I chose to find an article that would encapsulate a feminist perspective of Halloween and the contradictions and double standards that are exhibited as it relates to how women dress. If you want to follow along, I'll provide the link. The headline, it's a very inviting headline as well, and we're going to go through it. It's when it comes to sexy Halloween, when it comes to sexy Halloween, women just can't win. And I'm going to read a quick excerpt to preface this. So when it's time for a woman to buy a Halloween costume, it can be difficult to find one without the particular modifier sexy. Sexy nurse, sexy kitten, sexy Kardashian, sexy poop emoji. Some say Halloween is a farce, something that tricks women into thinking they have choices, but which shamelessly pressures them into parading around as debauched nuns and dough-faced dolls for men's enjoyment. Whatever camp you belong to, there's no disputing that Halloween is full of contradictions for women. While the costume aisles scream sexy, the real-world reaction to women throwing back beers in black lingerie can range from judgmental to lewd to criminal. The first thing we need to look at here is, why are you buying a Halloween costume in the first place? Okay, this first thing that has to be brought to the light here is that this article is tailored for the adult reader. There aren't going to be any juvenile young readers looking on USA Today online to read up on those supposed double standards against women as it relates to Halloween costumes. So this article is written for feminists by a feminist, and the only people that are going to agree with this article are those that have sold out. And sure, you can do whatever you want to do. You can decide to believe the notion that you are the age, you know, that you decide yourself to be, but if you're around or have been around women that want to dress up for Halloween, that are interested in investing that much time to choosing an outfit, then it usually is not someone that you're going to want to date, okay? I find myself, I'm not going to mesh with that type of chick. Just not going to work. So much effort is spent in doing these things these days, and many people sell out to the cultural excuse that you must go out on Halloween and get drunk and have a good night because society's telling you to do so. And if you dated this woman before, you're going to notice a few correlations. I know I have. So the first thing is, this woman is childish. Secondly, this woman is likely narcissistic. She will not evolve to her higher self with you. Is probably promiscuous and is very often attention-seeking. So my last two girlfriends were fond of Halloween and thought that dressing up was an effort that had to be invested in and what you had to join in. And sure, one Halloween we dressed up as Tyler Durden and Marla Singer. That's pretty cool. But the one thing that I cared about was, would it represent me well? Because she wanted to be the nonsensical thing one and thing two couple's costume idea. I still cringe in the fact that I actually participated, period. Okay, blue pill days. And my next girlfriend came to class just a few days before we started dating and talking, actually. Things lined up like that. And She wore bunny ears, okay? Representing what? The Playboy bunny, obviously. Okay, I turned complete blind eye to something that seems so insignificant, but I had repeated flashbacks to this day when we first met in class. She was wearing these bunny ears, and I knew that this was not something that was representing a good thing. And many men will probably gloss over it or think that I'm being too nitpicky about this, but I knew it was a bad sign and it wouldn't reflect me, and I knew that above all else we would not mesh. And as a man that doesn't want extra baggage into his life, I brought a person into my life that would be so diametrically different from me and indicated by something as seemingly minor as a Halloween costume. So the next one, maybe one of the most important ones. Women want to be respected and have their sexual promiscuity ignored, but at the same time, they want the attention and praise for their scantily clad dressing. Double standards. So this article references a woman, Jasmine Shea, who dressed up in a highly sexualized outfit and stated that her mantra about life and her costume is that my body doesn't apologize. Of course, how deplorable is this, that she has been touched, groped in all of the instances that she's worn this outfit? What a surprise and what a shame. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. Okay, because this is something that she brought onto herself, and she should not complain about it, okay? That is going to happen there, regardless of the fact that you want to believe all men are going to ignore you and not treat you that way, or you think the opposite. Both are going to happen. In one year, she explains that she dressed up as the prototypical sexy schoolgirl, could not speak, and stated that men asked her if she'd been naughty, and they asked her if they could spank her with a ruler. They wanted to touch her breasts without consent. Men, they expect us to want to buy something they're not selling. And women that are wearing these costumes are on a power trip. And regardless if they're attractive or not, they know that they will get attention, good or bad, from men when they dress up as a provocative schoolgirl on Halloween. So this article goes on to state, after this brief anecdote about this woman, that every year women all over America are faced with an absurd choice and find themselves in yet another double blind. Dress sexy on Halloween and risk being judged or harassed, or forgo the fishnets and risk being ridiculed or ignored. So the author right here uses Jasmine, the sexually promiscuous schoolgirl, as a reason for why women are not truly free, and how they must demand attention and praise for the fishnet leggings that they're wearing. But they should also be able to wear that into work and not be reprimanded for it. Obviously, I'm adding that in there. And it's a double standard, okay? And it's creating confusion on both sides, and it's creating anger. And there is no happy medium. I suppose the happy medium would be that this woman is going to seek fulfillment in a man that she's going to find that night. And even if that's not what they're going to pursue, because most likely it's not, that desire is coded in them. And when women get attention from men, their brains code it as sexual worth and sexual power, which these things have value to them because it means that they have a man that is willing to use them to pass on their genes, and which gives them societal value. And when a woman praises another woman for how they look, it still has to do with survival. It has to do with the projection that she will be able to procure a mate or procure that attention from another man, leading to her value, her protection, and her survival, and the protection of her offspring. And women are putting things on the shelves for sale, and they want us to be interested in that discount pricing. But when we bring it to the register, they're giving us a different ring-up price than what it says on the shelf, and they will not allow us to buy it. They dismiss you and they laugh at you, all for a rush and all for praise. And so Halloween, on Friday nights when girls are going out in the town, stay in your apartment, your home, your car, wherever you live, I don't care, and be at peace. Strengthen your mind to strengthen those that truly have value in your life and that will produce good fruit. Don't invest and pour out energy into that which will rot, which are people that are seeking praise, okay? And when you give it to them, want to deny it, which is on Halloween night. These women actually see an imaginary person that they're excited to hear from when they buy these dresses, whether it's a female or male. There's no one to impress. There's no white knight to allure and get a rush from, then no outfit will be purchased. So think of that as well. And the last thing we're going to touch on today, guys, is this illusion of sexual liberation that is thrown around as a deceitful lie. And this sickening article, yet another reason why we have to go our own way in our lives, in our own way and what we consume in the media, is that it states that sexy Halloween isn't going anywhere, and neither is the debate. The looming question remains, can a woman define her own sexiness, dismissing everything she's been taught by men, media, and culture about how to move her body through the world? So the lie here is that women actually possess this control already. The shame is that these entities, the media, the education system, the bar culture, the bar scene, continues to make the claim that they don't have that power. We are living in an age when the woman influencing her body has more power than it actually has ever had. It's going through the corners of the earth and it's stalking us to claim the newest man and to assess its power over morality and over society. And the shame is that these women that are complaining over the inability to be sexually liberated fail to realize that they actually already destroyed themselves. And they have achieved the liberation that they think they haven't, whatever that is. They've already been freed, and they are continually asking for something that they already have. Men are giving women jobs over their lack of clothing that they're wearing at work. Women are making millions every day as models on Instagram, Flipagram, and every other gram out there. The fact that their sexual marketplace value isn't having value and isn't being recognized as something they own is truly a lie, and it's creating entitlement for women and confusion and destruction for men. And so this article is poison, guys, and it's just another example of a misconception that we've accepted in Western culture. And I hope that you guys are able to take something away from it. And Halloween in this article is just a microcosm of culture. And it won't end when the clock strikes for November 1. It will continue tomorrow and the next day. And every day is your holiday when you're a MGTOW man. You don't have to wait for October 31st for a reason to celebrate. Any minute, any hour as a MGTOW man gives you that freedom. And that's why we are MGTOW. I shared some of my MGTOW Halloween anecdotes. Why don't you share some of your scary stories? I'm sure you've got them. Thanks again to everyone that's reached out, emailed me, commented, and continued to support me and support yourselves as you try to build a life that you want as a MGTOW man. If you want to reach out and share your story further, as that's my goal in building this channel, please email me at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, brothers. It'll be November tomorrow. Things will be getting cold. Hoodies out.